MLG Restoration. This is Nick.
Hey, Nick. John with Local Splash. Calling you back, sir.
Hey, John. Good timing.
All right. Everything go well?
It did. Went very well, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, awesome. Went well. So I found out that the unincorporated parts of L.A. Now, for permits, everything's done online for at least if it's non-structural.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been paying a permit runner for years to obtain permits and paying quite a bit of money. So I didn't know that you could just count and do it online.
Oh, geez.
So, yeah. I got into a little dispute with her. She wanted $1,000 to set it up. I said, you know what? I'll go down there myself. Well, she really blew that.
Hey, man, honestly, you do things online sometimes, and it's like, you know what? I'm going to talk to you in person.
Hey, you know what? I might start a permit runner company myself. Talk about
right.
So what she charges, my goodness.
Yeah, that's outrageous. Well, I'm glad you got to take care of everything over there, sir. Well, Nick, I was also looking at a few things online, pick up where we left off here, getting you verified, but then making sure you're staying up there, right? That's the key thing on this. And I think,
just want to be on there.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, seriously, because people would go to find me on Yelp, and then mm-hmm. the first thing they do is they cross-check you on Google.
Right, yeah, they really do. Here's the thing.
There's Google Ads, there's Google Maps, there's Google everything. The SEO doesn't matter much anymore. There's the backlinks.
Right. I mean, we do it all. But,
yeah.
Nick, I don't want – here's my thing, man. I mean, it's completely up to you on this. I mean, we have Google Ads. We have all that. But it sounds like to me, my job is to make sure you're not bleeding out money, man. I want to make sure I'm helping you the way you need to be helped, and then that way you're saving money just as much as making a good return on your investment. Because everyone says, oh, yeah, we're going to make a lot of money, but if you're paying a lot of money, then you're not really making a lot of money. You know what I mean? So,
no, there's that.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's other issues, too, with scaling. And being
yep.
able to handle the work that you can bring
exactly.
In.
Yes, sir. And that's the other part. If we did anything above this, it could generate too much work at this point, I'm going to say. But
yeah.
I think the most important thing, before we even think about anything
well,
further, let's get you verified, man. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Okay. Yeah,
all right.
So for as far as work, that we can handle. I recently lost one of my mitigation crews. It's not horrible, but it definitely puts a limit to the amount. And I got to rehire, and I'm in the process of that to replace that crew. But it puts a limit on what I can do at the moment. And so, just so you know, where I'm at this point in time is that I have a surgery coming up. So I turned all my leads off and stopped taking new jobs about a month ago just so I can, A, have a reprieve because I've been nonstop for like 4 years, and B, I need to have at least a couple weeks off of healing where I don't have to stress that my company's falling apart in my employees' hands.
Okay. And that we can help with. So here's another part. Well, first off, I hope everything's all right for, hospital
yeah,
things. Health
yeah,
is first.
Fine.
Okay.
Yeah, totally fine.
Yeah. Now, the next part is, though, is this. We do, and you will see this on paper, too. We have a seasonal hold. You can use it for, because you have down season, or you can use it because you want a vacation. You don't want the work to flood in. That way, you're saving money. You're not paying for something you're not using, right? And then that way, when you turn it back on, you're not starting from scratch again. Like, our team knows
so
exactly
what
to do.
Is this Google Ads then? What would I actually be paying for?
No. Google Ads is an ad above the local map section. And those are pay-per-clicks. Like, anytime somebody, even if a competitor starts being, you know, very rude. Yeah. I'm going to say in a nice way. They start clicking. They know you're paying for it. That's not we're talking about.
I think people do that to me. I'll be honest with you.
You'd be surprised. Yes, sir. I have a family business, and we had that plenty of times. That's not what we're doing here. What we're doing is getting in the local map section where 90% of the revenue is being capitalized, because some customers, I'm going to say a lot of customers, they breeze right through the ad because they know it's an ad, and they go to the map section.
It says ad.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's where we're going.
I go past the ads.
Right? Okay. I'm glad I'm not the only one that says it. You know.
Go past the ads and go to like whoever's near the top.
Exactly. And that's where we're going to list you. Okay. For the keywords that force of the services that you want to provide within the areas that you want to service to. Now, of course, Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, or some small other directories that some people may use. We don't cast them aside because it's not a lot of amount, but we do still optimize you there as well, too. Those are included. Now, as far as any type of ad, if they don't reach out to you by looking those up and they go on Facebook, that's when your ad will pop up on their screen with the click to call you directly from there. Now,
okay.
I'm going to tell you this. When it comes to Facebook ads, it may be, you know, maybe have a great turnout from Facebook, them calling straight from Facebook, but a lot of times, it's more of like customers on Facebook saying, oh, wow, I saw him here, I saw him there. Let me pick up the phone and call him.
I've never gotten one lead from Facebook, let me just tell you. What I do get is an online presence when people are searching my company and a bunch of things show up. So it just gives you that much more online traffic.
Exactly. There you go. We're on the same page here. So it's just that marketing, you know, the more they see you, they kind of get that, what's that right word, subliminal message of your business name?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, that helps.
Let me ask you this real quick, though, because I do have a concern about traditional marketing and AI. And Google's moving, everybody's moving towards AI. And so how's that going to impact, and how do you get in on that? People are doing voice searches now. Like, is that a real thing where you have to be on a voice directory?
Okay, so when it comes to voice directory, this helps for all iPhone or Apple products. So like Safari and things like that. So if they do a voice command on there saying, you know, any type of bathroom remodelers near me, you're going to still be popping up with it. But if you're talking about like voice Alexa and different devices on there, we actually used to use that until we started noticing that there's actually, believe it or not, a lot of spam and robocalls start coming to them, start flooding in more so.
So we actually cut them off. I believe it.
It's wild.
I get so many spam calls and sales calls that I filter them. And I pretty much recognized, like, I knew that the call coming through from you guys was likely a sales call, but I said, I'll answer it this time and see what it is.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I'm glad you took the call, man, you know, honestly, because I see a really big opportunity to help your business, and that's why I wanted to, you know, give you a call and really, you know, tune in on this to make it work for you.
Well, I want to understand, like, because I've had to learn this stuff, like, literally, because Google didn't allow me to do it, so I just, if in a situation like that, I just dig into it and learn how the whole system works. So I have I want to call myself an expert, but I have a basic understanding of like my previous guys, how they set backlinks up in every city or zip code, and so that I would rank in those areas or show up. Say I wanted to show up in West Hollywood, which I do. I show up a lot in the West Hollywood Hills. So like that specific targeting, is that called setting up backlinks? Is that a correct terminology?
No, I know what you mean by that though. That's what we do. That's SEO. So upon moving forward with this, hypothetically speaking, let's say you're like, John, okay, let's get this going. I start off with that actually. You know, what's the areas that you want to always be found in? You know, what's the services you always want to be searched, be found for as well too.
Previous ones,
we put them in there. Yes, sir. Backlinks is more of like used for your website, sir. yeah, that's where you can, it kind of plays together. Think about it like a big puzzle picture where all these puzzle pieces make one big picture, right? Okay. They all link together.
Sorry to interrupt. I just wanted to understand that.
No, you're fine. You're fine. My job is here to help you understand what we could do, how we can do it, and make it work. So, yeah, I, when you ask questions, that tells me how much you're going to do well. It just validates it.
Yeah.
You know, it seems like you want to be the hands-on, too. If you want to be, you're more than welcome to. We'll develop a fully customizable tracking system. We call it the dashboard, right? In that dashboard, though, we make it a little more easier for you rather than just doing it on Google yourself, right? You can see the keywords that are working for you, change them out if you want to. You see the calls, everything.
Now, okay, so essentially we're trying to get my company's name to rank among at least the first few pages, first two pages. I mean, I would be happy with the bottom of page one. I haven't been on any of, like, I don't rank at all, I don't think. Although I come up somehow, I'm not really sure how, I believe it's from all the home sites that I've used. I mean, what do you think that reason is?
You know, sir, because you've been through so many different companies, I can name thousands of different things.
Yeah.
You know, that's the problem with that part. But what I can tell you is this, from viewing this for so long too, most of the time it's usually something small that everyone overlooks. Maybe a phone number or somewhere a different directory where it's a different address, where it's one digit off or one letter off, and all of a sudden Google gets sensitive about it and they flag you.
So like on Yelp, on Home Advisor, on Angie, which is the same, I know. But with all these sites, if you have a phone number that differs on one of those, I was told that could flag it.
Yeah, I mean, think about this, sir. Just to kind of put it in perspective, not saying that this is for you, okay? Let's say you have a different phone number on there that you know, let's say just even as an example that you don't use anymore. Well, that phone number is being used by a different company. Then Google's like, what's going on here? Flag both, if anything. You know, that could be a thing. Not saying that, again, that's not saying that's what's happening for you, sir.
Yeah. Yeah,
or they could say, or it could say an address that's put incorrectly on Yelp, right? Or on Google. Where it's like, okay, instead of 19850, it says 1985 Friar Street. And all of a sudden, just because it shows there and then somewhere else something different, they're like, hey, we got you verified for this address. What is this address? And that could be an issue.
I have scoured those things. And I did find minor inconsistencies. And it's hard to discern everything because I had 3 different or 4 different accounts that were suspended, and each new company created a new account. But I had like 22 reviews at one point, and I didn't want to lose those reviews, so I was hesitant to delete everything. Now I just don't care. I'm just going to delete everything.
Yeah. Oh, that's rough. On the
landing page, on your dashboard, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. Yes, sir.
Yeah, like I have three or four different things. They say suspended or whatever the other terminology they use. So I know that those, I think, should be deleted. I'm going to defer to you on that. But also, what if I am right about the shadow panning? I know it sounds conspiratorial, but every company that I've talked to has guaranteed that they will be able to do it. They've never had that issue. They're direct partners with Google, and every single time they've come back to me and gone, wow, man, I don't know what's going on. We tried everything. We've never ran into this. Like, what if I'm just in the algorithm and it's just like, bam.
Yeah, no. I'm going to answer it very carefully here, Nick, because, you know, everything's recorded, but I'm a very big conspiracy theorist myself on certain things, you know. But
okay.
Yeah. I'll put it like this, though. You know, the first thing, the most biggest thing, being straight up with you on here, when I type in your address to put in as an account for this, let's say if you were getting set up today,
yeah,
I think this is the main issue that I think it is, personally.
The home address?
Your address goes to the city of Los Angeles on the system, but I believe you're in Woodland Hills, though. Isn't that right?
Yeah, but technically, Woodland Hills is an unincorporated area of Los Angeles. It's not an actual city.
Right. And I think that's where the issue is right there. So that's my personal opinion on that. Again, our technicians
I think we did try that once, I believe. And we put it Los Angeles, and then we did no address, it's just a service area, because they say specifically, if you provide a service, just provide a service area. Don't provide your address.
That won't help, though. So that's the thing, where it's like, yeah, you don't have, that's optional. You don't have to show your physical address to the public. I get that. But when it comes down to the business address in general, when you're putting into that system, what I'm seeing is Los Angeles. Now, again, this is on my perception of this right now, because I see it some of the time.
To be honest, you're the first person that I've talked to that speaks fluent English, so.
Oh, really?
Not that that's a bad thing. I'm just saying, like, I haven't been able to, like, yeah, there's been some language barrier issues, I feel like, with some other companies.
Well, here, that's another thing. This appointment I had before speaking with you today, you know, they're in North Carolina, and I gotta tell you, they said the same thing too, you know, and I'm gonna tell you the same thing I told them. It's all about trust and communication to have a long-lasting business relationship, right? And if we're not on the same page together, what are we doing here? You know what I mean? Yes, sir. So I get it. Yeah.
Okay. So, all right. Well, early crash detection. Let's get to the nuts and bolts of what the services are that you provide and what the services are. Am I able to pick certain services and not have others, or is it a package where you have to have them all? It's all or nothing, or how does that work?
Great question. Yeah. So this package that I have for you is a bundled service. It does not mean you have to use all of them. Right. For example, like the directories, like Yelp, Yahoo, and Bing is included in this package. If you're like, John, I get nothing from Bing. I don't want to waste my time on there. Perfectly fine. That's up to you, sir. You know, but
yeah, but I think Bing is it's come a long way.
It does. So, it has.
Yeah.
It has.
I actually. You use it?
I use it myself. Yes, sir. So, true story, this is how you know I'm not lying on this one. Don't laugh too hard, but I have my mother who, you know, her health is not the greatest, right? But somehow I got her hooked on a video game, and in order to have that play live, you have to pay, like, for the monthly for an Xbox Live, right? An account.
Well, if you use the same thing,
Okay, yeah. So if you use Bing, like, 5-10 times per day, and, you know, just open up 5 different tabs. That's all you need to do, different tabs, you know, 5 times a day. That's it. You get a free month. You can use that points for actual real things.
Wow.
So I buy her a free month for that. That's what I use it for. Yes, sir.
Shoot,
now you know I'm not lying, man.
I use Bing. I changed my search. You know what? Because I'm so mad at Google that I said, forget Google. I use every other search engine but Google. So I'll go DuckDuckGo. What's the other one? Fire. There's browsers and search engines. I always get them mixed up. Search engine is DuckDuckGo, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My father-in-law just talked.
What's the browser? Is Fire something?
Firefox.
Firefox. That's a browser, not a search engine, right?
Yeah, correct. Yeah, you got Firefox to use things. Well, I guess you could use it as a search engine as well. Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, I get confused on those. Mm-hmm. You just had that conversation?
Yeah, my father-in-law, I was cracking up. I thought he was making something up here. He was like, I use DuckDuckGo. I'm like, DuckDuck what? He's like, DuckDuckGo, man.
DuckDuckGo, like, I know, it sounds funny. I laughed at it too, but you know what's cool about it, though? You get completely different results than you get at Google. So I like to cross-check.
Yeah.
Because, you know what, you can't really, you know, to be honest, what my opinion on Google is, that whatever the first pops up is what they want you to see. And if you search the same term on Google, Bing, and DuckDuckGo, or one other one, you will get different results. I think it's a smart way to do research.
Yes, sir. Actually, I'm glad you brought that up, Nick, because when it comes down to me researching your company of where you're listed on and things like that, I went into Google, because that's where we're trying to help you with here, but I went into incognito mode. I don't know if you know about this. Now, okay, perfect, yep. So when you go in incognito mode, that's as if nothing's going to tamper with my search. It's as if I'm a brand new customer, there's no ads,
so
nothing.
Say.
right, and that's another thing. But, you know, with my systems here, I mean, you know, I want to make sure I cross-check on all of that, you know, because if you're already listed on the first page of Google, why we have a conversation right now, right?
Yeah.
I want to make sure we can actually help you.
Well, I'm pretty sure I'm not.
Right. But that's the opportunity for us to bring that forward and pivot that around, you know? And once you're up there, you're doing well, if you're willing to scale back or if you want to scale it up, these promotions that we have for you, I'm the main point of contact when it comes to your packages and your pricing. So if you decide to ever upgrade, you got to let me know, because you will never have to pay the normal rate from here. I will always bring over that promotion.
All right. So just so you know, right? Like right now, like at this point in time, like literally a month ago, I decided to scale everything way back, pause all our advertising because I have that surgery coming up, and I lost one of my crews that. And then I'm getting ready to replace one of my office coordinators. She's just not doing what I need her to do. And I really didn't want to let her go because she's a great person. And that's the shitty part about being a boss is that you got to make decisions that you don't want to make. And unfortunately, I have to let her go and have to replace her. And so I don't want to... And I know what you're going to say. It's going to take several weeks or months for it to get going. But we're at the same time in the business that I'm in, it's purely cash flow is the name of the game. And I could have 200,000 in accounts receivable, but if I don't have it, it's no good to me. And so when you work with insurance companies, I have developed methods to get paid quicker, but we keep running into these cash flow problems that make it extremely difficult to scale. And the insurance companies do this by design. They do it for many reasons, but I'm what you call an out of network provider, which and it used to be that an in network provider was the way to go. And it makes sense. If you have a claim, why wouldn't you want to go with the company that is tied to your insurance company? Sounds great.
Right.
Unfortunately, when you do that, you basically shoot yourself in the foot because that company that's an in-network provider is handcuffed on what they can do. They get volume of work in exchange to do for a way lower price point. And in doing so, you have to cut corners. You have to use inferior materials. And I did it for 5 years, so I know how it works. Mm-hmm. So when I opened my company, and this all transpired 2015 on, where they started doing this. And so I vowed to not ever be an in-network provider because I don't think it serves the homeowner, the property owner, or the contractor in any way, or the industry as a whole. It's really damaging. And I think for people who don't want to spend the money on marketing, or otherwise don't do good work and get referrals, they have to go on these in-network provider contracts. And
that's just wild. You know, I understand the process, though.
We're always in an adversarial position, and we're doing actually, like, I don't do the work unless I can stand on it in court and justify it. I mean, we have to be so careful on how we conduct business that it's even more legit. It's backwards how a homeowner would think about it. But for that reason, like, we can sometimes I have one job right now that's 180 days past due. I mean, we stopped doing that and waiting for insurance payments, and we have to make unfortunately, our customers either have to take a short-term loan or work out a payment plan, because we can't operate a business for free, you know.
Right.
It just doesn't work in California. So we're having, you know, cash flow is a problem, and that's one of the reasons I shut the marketing down, because we just can't fulfill it right now. And I wanted to have the surgery, and once I can put my attention to it, which isn't that long, I'm talking maybe, you know, 3-4 weeks, 5 weeks. But I have, you know, a multitude of other things I got to handle with hiring, and not to say that I'm not going to partner with you at all. I just saying that I have a lot on my plate to consider and think about. And I want to open the floodgates, but I want to do it correctly.
Okay. And that we can help with, sir. I respect that. Thank you for being transparent to me about it, because if you didn't tell me that, then I would have been like, okay, let's flood them in. Let's go, you know.
Yeah.
My thing is, in your particular situation, is first and foremost, let's get this verification part right. Because once we do that, that's your first step. From that process there, and I'll put in like small keywords here. We're not going to put everything in there, just only the ones that are going to be most profitable for you. That way, when it does get approved and everything is all set, you're not getting bombarded with calls. You're still able to scale things the way you need it to until you are ready and say, hey, John, I'm ready to go ahead and handle more work. Let's open the gates here. Okay, cool. Let's go over some more keywords and the other areas you want to service to, and drive it from there. So as long as you communicate, we're good.
Tell me about, is there any contractual term limits?
No, it's month to month, sir. I mean, if you're looking for a commitment on there from us to you and you to us,
I'd rather do, I don't like getting into, I got into one of those early and like it didn't work out. We just went another direction, and I ended up having to pay for something I didn't even use for 8 months.
Then this is a perfect fit for this is month to month. I put that in writing.
If you could get my Google, really what I want is my a Google landing page. I don't care if it ranks on page 99. I just want to have a landing page.
Okay. Well, let's do it. I'm ready to help you out. We make this happen. I can notate everything on this account, walk you through step by step. It takes me 10 minutes here. And that way, from that point, Nick, what I would love to do is this, though, is after we set everything up, I want to have our tech team introduce themselves to go over the specific details of what they find as well, too. Because they might find other things that I'm not noticing right now.
Yeah.
I can set that up early tomorrow.
What does this cost to get this set up?
It's $348 to get everything started today.
Okay.
And that covers for your whole month.
And the monthly charges would be based on however many keywords and however many audience I wanted to target.
No, this is all inclusive for you, sir. Your keywords, all inclusive for you. Yes, sir. It's $249 month to month, though, if that's what you're asking afterwards.
Yeah, that's what I was asking.
Yep. Okay, yep. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't go above that. unless you ever decide to upgrade, and get, that's our conversation that you and I need to have from there, okay? Because I don't want you paying the normal rate if you decide.
And
to
so, so just so I understand, okay, so you're gonna get me a landing page verified, and then once I'm in the system, you'll be able to add keywords and some sort of metric system to see how it's performing.
Correct. Yes, sir. And that's going to be scaled by our communication with you. So we're not going to just do things without your permission. That this is your company, man. Especially if you're going through, you know, it sounds like you got a lot on your plate coming up here. So I want to make sure we're doing this right.
I do. So okay. I don't want to, like, take too much. But I do want to get the Google page verified. And I do know that that seems like it always takes, like, a while.
Okay. Well, challenge accepted. Let's rock and roll. You know, let's start off with that. And if anything, I'll walk you through. You'll see where I'm going with as the process goes through on this. For example, your keywords, instead of having everything that you do, I don't want you being flooded with everything, with calls like crazy.
Yeah.
What would you say is your bread and butter of, like, let's say, give me like two services that you always want to be, not always be found for, but also to make sure that, like, hey, if an additional call comes through right now, you'll be able to scale, you know, put them in the calendar.
Emergency services, water damage. Like emergency,
okay.
Flood, like, and you know what happens? I'll tell you what happens in this industry. So I've been in it now for 10 years. And what happens is that the other restoration companies in LA, have figured out that the first people that homeowners call are plumbers. So what they do is they buy the plumbers, and the plumbers get paid between $1,000 to $2,000 for every lead that they bring. And so a lot of these restoration companies do very little marketing because they have a book of plumbers that gives them never any work.
Smart. Okay.
Yeah, it is smart. But for guys like me, it's very difficult because could I compete with that? Yes, I could pay that premium, but I don't have the volume that these other companies have. And to be quite honest, it's not even really ethical or legal to do it that way. Because what happens?
I was just gonna ask that.
The plumbers start to fabricate things, and like I just will have no part of any of that. Like we are doing things to the letter of the law and straight up. I don't want anything to look like there's any conflict of interest or anything of a sort.
Yes, sir.
Because I'm out of network, I take a very hard stance against these insurance companies. When I do that, they look at you.
So right. Oh, yeah.
If you're doing something improper, they'll find it.
Yes, sir. That's 1,000%. And we do everything by the book as well, sir. So I give you a reassurance on that. So I'm glad to hear this because we're a premier partner with Google. We don't keep that partnership alive because we get lucky and, you know, cutting corners. No, it's because we do everything by the book. Yeah, we really do.
Yeah.
All right.
So do you think with that plumbing, like, I don't know. I always thought that, like, somehow it needs to be marketed alongside of plumbing somehow. I don't know how that would work, but you know, homeowners call when you have a flood going in your house and a pipe breaks. Well, a restoration company is more than capable of turning off the water, and that's really the company you need more than a plumber. You need a plumber, but you need to clean up the water first and foremost.
Yes, I've been through this myself.
Fire damage,
yep. I've literally been through it myself with my mom. Way back, we were in Van Nuys, so I get that process. I can attest to that.
Using a wet dry vac?
Yes, sir. We had to get like a vacuum thing and leave the house for a couple hours, almost a whole day, to get that dried up first, and it created mold. It was a crazy experience, but you're 1,000% right. My mother thought you need to call a plumber first. I'm like, there's nothing doing with the permit. If there was, we need to get this water out. But so that's not the person we need to call. So
mold sets in, and yeah, there's just a lot more. Even plumbers don't even realize, like, when they go to jobs, because they don't have moisture meters or thermal cameras, so, like, we can see behind the walls and see exactly what's going on.
Yeah.
No, well, I mean, we can't see exactly what's going on, but we can see what's wet and what's dry, you know?
Right. You got some, okay. So what I would use then, obviously you went your emergency services for water damage, flood water damage, water restoration, fire. All right. So hold on. And fire.
Yeah. Like I'm a retired firefighter. I spent 13 years with the state. So that's how I even fell into this industry.
Yeah. I read your little bio there on your website there. So I appreciate you, man. Yeah. Pretty cool.
Thanks.
All right. So Nick, I'll use those keywords for on that, and then I will send that to our team today. That way tomorrow when I set that time up for you to talk about our technicians on us, they'll tell you, hey, John put these keywords in for us, we're gonna stick with that.
Storm.
Oh. Okay, so let me put that one.
Wind, storm, wind, flood, fire, water.
Okay, perfect. Hey, you're another about to do some Bruce Lee stuff on me, man.
another one that is kind of common too is vehicles into buildings.
Really?
We don't get a. I don't. Yeah, when I was with other companies, we seem to get a lot of them, but I've never gotten one with my company. I mean, they're a lot more complex, to be honest. But
yeah.
We're fully capable of doing them.
Okay, that's a scary thought, but all right, I'm glad there's someone that can do it. All right.
You
know,
you have to do structural shoring and emergency shoring, and you work in concert with the fire department and building department, and yeah.
That is wild, man. Okay, all right. So I don't even know how to word that one. I haven't come across that one, so.
Property damage.
Property, property damage. I'm going to put that part, but I definitely want to make sure our team consults you on that one, because that might bring other things as well.
Odor control is something that we're certified for, as well as trauma and crime scene cleanup, which we haven't done either, but we're certified for it.
Wow. Yeah, you guys got a lot of hats you can wear here. Okay.
I know. All right. I don't really have the staff to do that yet. I have to build that part of the business.
All right. So, Nick, just making sure here, we're green light to get this moving here then, right? As long as we get this in the timely manner the way you need it to, correct?
So how long do you think it will take for them to get the landing page going? And if it takes 2 or 3 months,
two, 3 months is way too long, sir. I'm assuming with this, because put it this way, our average for our customers that don't even have any web presence, like we need to get them verified completely, right? We get them up on the first page of Google for their categories and the areas within the first 30 to 45 days. That's how fast we moved. So it's a big difference with the Premier. Yeah.
I believe that. Okay.
Yes,
well,
sir.
Yeah, maybe I didn't have premieres before. I don't know, but I'm telling you, man, don't be surprised if you hear me say, I told you so.
I'm going to keep an eye on this account, man.
I believe in you, but I'm telling you, there's something funny going on. I've submitted to Google. You can't submit any more proper documentation than I have already submitted. That's what I really believe. So I'll be impressed if you guys do it.
All right. So I'm gonna hold you to this. Challenge accepted. I'm putting a bunch of different notes here. So give me 2 seconds, Nick.
Okay. So what if you aren't able to do it?
And listen, we're gonna do this in a quickly manner. So within the first 2 weeks, you'll be having your answers of everything here. Because by that time, we're slacking at that time if we're not getting you there and not getting you on the first page. Like, that's what our company is. You know, that's all we do. So
I know, but what if there's something where, like, do you guys have a direct, like, no, everybody tells me, oh, well, we can't really call Google. They don't have a phone number. Like, they're very hard to get on the phone. I know that.
Yes. Yes, it is very difficult. That's why we're in business, though. So Google, they contact directly if there's a multi-billion dollar franchise, things like that. But for the small, mid-sized companies, then that's when they have different tiers of partnerships. And that's where we got to the highest tier partnership. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Now,
right.
I'm going to tell you this, too. If you look it up as well, I can even send it to you. But we have to keep a really good percentage ratio of doing good performance, meaning we do what we say we're going to do. So that tells you. Yeah. All right. So I put a bunch of notes all over this already. All right. All right, Nick. Now, the last name, am I spelling this correctly? Is it Brovia?
Yeah, V is in Victor, IA.
Okay, perfect. And Nick, is that short for Nicholas, or is that just, is it N-I-C-K?
It is. It's short for Nicholas.
Okay, awesome.
N-I-C-H-O-L-A-S.
All right, perfect. And then the next part here. So I have, after our conversations here, man, I don't forget stuff, so give me a second. We'll put everything in.
I know I'm a talker. You just got to be able to tell me to, Nick, slow down.
No, you're good. You're good. I got a lot of information here that I need to do, so I know how to help you, man. So I'm glad. Let me go ahead and put this here. Okay.
Right.
Now, the next part.
I will tell you, though, like, tell your team.
Yeah.
There's accounts on my Google profile. I think they all need to be deleted.
Okay. It needs to
start from fresh, because I think that those accounts are hurting me in some way, because they're not inactive. They're just suspended. So when a new one comes on, I think that it's conflicting. This is, you know, I'm no expert, but, I do have something called common sense.
Okay. No, you're right. I'm glad you just told me that. So multiple GBPs.
I don't care about the 22 reviews anymore. Like, it doesn't matter. I can get new reviews.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that was my next thing. I always like to look out for customers. That way there's no surprises. If we take things down like that, it may not be able to recover the reviews.
I don't even care. I wrote them off over a year ago.
Okay. All right. And, Nick, now, as far as the areas, that you want to hit, now I want to be careful with this because again, you're not married to this stuff. You'll be able to update it and have more later, but like you mentioned, I know you want to scale it so that you're not getting bombarded either with calls. So what would be the area you want to service to no matter what? Would that be Woodland Hills?
I want to focus in the San Fernando Valley because, I don't want to leave out like Santa Monica or West LA either, but I wanted a little more narrowed scope in that area. So like, if you look on my heat map, where was I looking at that? I have a heat map somewhere. I think it's on one of my other platforms. Most of my stuff comes out of Santa Monica, West LA, the Palisades, and West Hollywood.
Okay.
I know those are all the upper areas, and to be quite honest, the upper areas are the most difficult clients where you make the least amount of money. it's funny how that works. Like the people with the most money literally want to pay the least amount of money to do the job.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I know it.
So if I could market to like, if there's any middle class left in California, if I could market to them, I would.
Okay. That'll be the word choice in getting you up there. So. That's going to come along here. I think, like I said, you know, we just need to get you verified first so that way they can actually see you.
All right.
That's important.
All right. Yeah, you're right. Let's get the landing page.
Yes, sir. All right. Now, far as talking with our technicians tomorrow, do you have an hour window to speak with them?
Dude,
you don't have to. I mean, if it takes too long, you can always reschedule too. But I want to make sure they talk to you at least about that beginning there.
Tomorrow's Wednesday. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday that's coming up are probably some of the three busiest days I'm going to have since I opened the company.
Okay.
You just happen to catch me on the road. Like, I have an over-hour drive each direction. So,
all right. Well, what about next week?
Tomorrow. Next week, tomorrow, Thursday, I have a 10 a.m. Tomorrow's Wednesday, is that right?
Tomorrow's ready Wednesday, yes, sir.
Tomorrow's Wednesday, I have a 2 o'clock, okay. In theory, it takes an hour. Well, I mean, I don't want to shortchange it. Like, if they need the information, it takes an hour.
Yeah, I mean, I would always plan for an hour because, especially in this case scenario, I want to make sure if there's something they're finding, they're talking with you, and you have the time to talk about it too. You know.
Yeah.
But
well,
here's
an
the thing.
Hour,
that, yeah, if it's taking too long, you can reschedule. Say, hey, listen, I got an appointment I'm making it to. I cannot continue this conversation.
Okay.
Can we reschedule?
Okay.
They'd be happy to accommodate for that. So.
Okay. Okay, so then can we do like 10 a.m.?
10 a.m. it is. Let's see here. Okay, I'm going to put this in right now. That way I don't lose that spot for you, okay?
And the person, okay, wait. So you said you were going, so are you an account manager? What is your?
Yeah, I'm the regional sales. So I'm the guy that you talk to get the right package that's gonna save you money and make you money, right?
Okay.
Because if you don't have the right package, you can drop off because of that. Just alone with that, you know, you're getting calls for wrong things or wrong areas, stuff like that. That doesn't do good.
I'd rather start out slow anyway while I'm kind of restructuring, rehiring. Like, I don't want to get bombarded because. I see the cycle now that I've been in business for a couple years now or several years. I get too busy, then I can't scale because I didn't take the time to make time.
Okay.
It's like a hamster wheel.
You're good.
It's tough in California, man. It really, I see why contractors cheat the system because to do it the right way, it's literally almost impossible.
Yeah. Well, let's prove them wrong, man. All right? Because, honestly, I do I truly believe that, man. You do things the right way and passionate about what you do, money will follow, you know?
Yeah, I do too. So. I totally believe that.
Yes, sir.
The tax part is what I'm talking about.
Let me start with that. That's a whole other conversation, man. All right. Well,
yeah.
Nick, I have an email here. Is this the right email? Is it nick@themodernremodel.com?
Okay, so that's my, like, personal business email. But I do have a general manager. Her name is Kitson Camp, and her email is kitson@themodernremodel, or we have an office email for anything that's, like, important so that my staff, my upper management staff see it, is info@themodernremodel. So I don't know if maybe that's a
okay.
I'm going to go with what you suggest.
Okay. So this is for us to contact you. So I'm going to send it to the Nick one, the modern one for now. But then for your customers, I'll send it to info@themodernremodel.com. Yes, sir.
I want to make sure that works, too. You don't have the ability to send me a test email, do you?
What do you mean? Why not? I'm going to send you which email address?
The info@themodernremodel.com, because it's supposed to be for all people, but I feel like whenever we email internally, it's instant. But when somebody else emails, it's like 50-50. I don't understand. Well, probably because it's going to spam, maybe. I don't know. I can't figure it out.
All right, we'll figure this one out. First, let's take care of you on this one, and I'm going to jump to that one next. So the email I'm sending to you right now is the invite for your Google invite to the Nick one. Yes.
Yeah.
And that way you have my info too, okay? Coming from JSEO@localsplash.com. Let me know once you got that.
Okay. Yeah, it just came in.
Wow,
John,
that was quick. All
right.
Yes, sir. That's me. Okay. And I'm going to put a reminder for our team right now. So give me 2 seconds. And boom. Okay. Now, the next one. So make sure that stays there. Okay, good. All right. We're all set there. Now, for your hours of operations, how would you like to be shown on Google on this part? Like Monday through Saturday, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m.?
Technically, I've been operating as a 24/7, and we have been responding. When there's a major event, we're all night.
Okay.
So, I would just put 24/7. I hear a lot of people say, like, they call. We'll be, like, the third, fourth person they call. And they're like, everyone says they're 24/7. No one answers the phone. my only problem with that is like, when we go out of town or we don't have availability, how to change that.
Right. And please let us know. That's
okay.
Where you
so
have our team.
You know. Okay.
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you'll have another way through the dashboard to change it on your own if you want to, but I always put it like
okay.
This. If you're paying for a service to help you do these things, utilize them. Okay.
Yeah. And so will I get like a liaison type of individual that I can call for those certain things, or is it just the team in itself?
It will be a team in itself, but you'll be getting used to the people for our team because the phone number I'm going to give you here as well is our direct phone number. It's voice activated, but anything you say, let's say Facebook, Google Business Profile, they'll have somebody available for you 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. They'll pop up your account, know exactly how to help you and what to do for the modifications. So that I can assure you. Okay.
So, and also, I know you got stuff to go through, but real quick, I know a lot of these companies are spending like 10, 15, 20 grand a month on the ones that are like really advertising. What is that because they're purchasing the ads? That's the ad buys, right?
Right. So when it's not, everyone gets confused on this where they're like, yeah, I got to spend thousands of dollars to be on the first page and keep it. No, it's not really that way. Think about this.
Okay.
Being on the first page of Google is one thing. If that's your main and all end all be all goal, great. Okay. But at the end of the day, it's not about being on the first page. It's about getting quality calls that turn into jobs. Right?
Yeah.
That's what pays the bills. So,
totally.
You know, people get a little confused with that. They get so obsessed with just being on the first page. That's great.
You're
not getting
actually,
quality calls.
It's more about the getting the right lead and the right customer. That's what we've had the hardest time with.
There you go. So, they could spend it. Let them spend all the money. That only helps you more, you know?
I actually got a meeting with Angie Hicks, the owner of Angie's, because I sent her an email telling them that their system was missing out on tens of millions of dollars of leads, and it was incorrect, and she actually responded and set up a meeting with me.
That's wild.
Isn't that crazy?
That is wild.
And that they actually changed the way that they're doing, that now those calls are routed because of that email. So I expected some change in the industry.
That's pretty cool. Hey, you started a trend now, man. Nick, just for give you a heads up here, because I know there's like a, I don't know what exact timer on it says, but if the phone disconnects, it says you've been kicked from this conference, I will give you a call right back, okay?
Okay, don't worry.
I will make sure. Okay.
I told you I was a talker. So that
I love it though, man.
Like
nah, you're good. You're good. All right. I have everything in here. Okay. I'm going to send this to our team right now. Give me 2 seconds.
Okay. Are they not available now, or is it too late? It's 4 o'clock.
No, it's way too late. Yeah, they're already.
Are they and like spread out all over the like how big is the company?
It's pretty big. I mean, we're all throughout the U.S.
Nationwide?
But yeah, we're nationwide. But as far as your tech team, they're most likely to be calling you from California 9 times out of 10.
Yeah.
So
it doesn't matter as long as they're not calling from India.
I got it. No, they're not. That's for sure. You know, as far as the call center, you may have different.
Nothing against
for that,
them.
Yeah.
Nothing against them at all, whatsoever. I just I think that they missed the mark, and it's just hard to communicate with. You miss the inflections in the tone of voice. I think a lot is missed.
Yeah, that's true. Well, don't worry, man. We got your back. No worries.
All right. Okay.
Nick, last question here is: do you accept? We're getting to that. Don't worry. More so of your customers. How do you accept payment from your customers? Do you accept credit card only, cash,
so,
check?
So no, we do credit card, but we have to charge. We get charged anywhere from 1.5% to 3% fee. So
okay,
that's we accept it, but it's there's an additional fee.
Okay.
Because it could be a $50,000 payment, 3% adds up.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's see. So we do Zelle, we do direct transfer, we do Venmo, we do pretty much everything. Cash App, PayPal.
Really?
I can accept money. Wow. I try to really the way that I like it is check. To me is the best.
Yeah.
I like check because it's just a nice tracking system. But we accept almost all forms of payment.
Okay, I think that's always good to put them in. Okay. All right, I'm putting this through here. Correct me. All right, Nick. So I just sent that over to our team. The next part is to protect you, okay? I'm not accepting a no for an answer, to be honest. It's where everything is recorded for your pricing. I ask you a few questions to verify who you are. Try to answer as clearly as possible. Before I even press record for that, I want to make sure you have our direct phone number. So let me know when you're ready. I can give you that number now.
Okay, hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what am I going to name this?
Local Splash.
Don't you guys do a newspaper, too?
We don't do newspapers, no, sir.
I know that name from somewhere.
We're in Fallon Valley. Yeah. Phone number is 877-635-6225.
6225. Okay. And is there an accompanying email I can add to that? Oh, wait. Something happened.
I gave you my email, actually. That's the best way to contact me from here as well, too. So.
And that email was?
jseo@localsplash.com.
jseo@localsplash.
Sir.
John. Okay.
Beautiful.
Okay.
All right. So next part is I'm going to hit record. Try to answer as clear as possible. If you have questions for me, please ask me and stop me in my tracks, okay? I want to make sure I answer everything for you. All right. Here we go.
Okay.
Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
MOD Restoration and Remodeling.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
My name is Nick Brovia. I am the president/owner.
Beautiful. And of course, being the president and owner, you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes, I am the only person that can bind the company.
Okay, beautiful. And, of course, you're the authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Correct.